Big headlines. Iran awards top 8 researchers from home and abroad in stem cell technology. Plus, Iran's assembly of experts thanks the free people of world for supporting Gaza. And PLO authority talks of efforts for securing a UN resolution against the Israeli occupation. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome to Jama Jam Network English Newsroom. The 15th Congress of Reproductive Biomedicine and the 10th Congress on Stem Cell Biology and Technology are being held here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Our reporter Masoud Karian has filed a report.
37 countries' representatives of major medical research groups have sent their articles, including obstetrics, urology, andrology, epidemiology, genetics, embryology, and SM to the Secretariat of the event.
These events can help us to get more information that which is very important to use the better protocols for treatment the infertile patients or maybe patients they need regenerative medicine.
Out of 220 research papers presented, 8 have been awarded.
The main objective of this Congress is to bring together researchers and practitioners from all over the world in some science and reproductive biomedicine in this area.
The rapid advancement of science in recent years requires the development of cooperation between Iranian scientists and their colleagues from other countries for the purpose of delivering, sharing, and exchanging knowledge and expertise.
My research paper that I will be presenting here is about ethics of comprehensive screening of embryo.
And my research related to the genetic, the diagnosis of the early embryos.
I thought maybe my research wasn't good enough yet. So last year I applied and I was so delighted to receive the prize.
In this regard, Ruyan International Twin Congress has provided a favorable opportunity for achieving scientific purposes and promoting international cooperation.
In this research we found a new pathway that when inhibit in these cells, we can acquire pluripotency with high efficiency.
Our project was on the field of fertility preservation.
Ruyan Institute is a public non-governmental non-profitable organization established in 1991 by the late Dr. Said Kazemi Ashtiani as an infertility clinic. Now this institute acts as leader of stem cell research and also one of the best clinics for infertility treatment. It has 45 scientific members and 53 lab technicians working in 6 departments: stem cells, embryology, genetics, female infertility, and andrology.
The Assembly of Experts has thanked all free people in Iran and the rest of the world for supporting the defenseless people of Gaza during the Israeli genocidal offensive against the besieged enclave. The Assembly said this in a final statement issued at the end of an official meeting in Tehran. The experts said the Gaza people could endure the brutalities and make Israel accept their truce demands due to their reliance on God and their pursuit of the path of resistance. The experts also condemned the Daesh atrocities in Iraq and Syria in strong terms, adding that the terror group was actually sponsored by the United States and Israeli spy agencies and their Arab allies. The statement congratulated the Iraqi people on their recent advances against the terror group, adding that the group seeks to divide Muslims. The experts also urged the Iraqi groups to cement their unity based on the country's constitution, adding that the Islamic Republic backs stability and security in Iraq. Turning to the Iranian nuclear talks, the experts renewed their support for the Iranian negotiators and urged them to firmly safeguard the nuclear achievements of Iran in the talks. And pointing to the upcoming Hajj congregation, the experts urged the Muslim pilgrimage to use the spiritual opportunity to pray for the prosperity of the Muslims, especially in Iraq, Bahrain, Yemen, and Palestine. Well, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has arrived in Rome for high-level meetings with Italian officials. Zarif held talks with President of the Italian Senate, Pietro Grasso, during his Italian visit, which is his second over the past year. Earlier, Zarif visited Luxembourg, where he held talks with the country's Prime Minister, Javier Bettel, and Parliament Speaker, Miles de Bartolomeu. In a meeting with Bettel, Zarif described long-standing bilateral ties as a good starting point for using existing opportunities for improving relations. Zarif said Tehran believes its nuclear case can be settled if there is adequate resolve. He also called for collective international efforts to fight terrorism and extremism. Bettel, in turn, said nuclear talks have raised hopes for effective interaction with Iran. Meanwhile, during a meeting with De Bartolomeo, Zarif described a parliamentary diplomacy as a key to establishing all-out relations with Luxembourg. He also said Iran seeks talks with third parties based on mutual respect, adding domestic value of every country should be taken into account when talking about human rights there. De Bartolomeo, in turn, said dialogue is now the only way out of challenges facing countries, saying the Iran P5+1 talks have created a positive atmosphere internationally. And Syrian President Bashar Assad says Iran has a key role in Syria's fight against Takfiri terrorists and obtained victories. Assad said in a meeting with an Iranian envoy that Damascus is ready to use Iran's experience in